This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with our message titled, How to Defeat Sin and Bad Habits.
If you don't know what to do, ask for help. Meditate the word, and that's hard because only a humble person can do it, and most of us are not as humble as we want to be. It's humility for somebody to face you right in your face and tell you, you are wrong. This is not right. The word says here, that's that. And a lot of times you don't want to hear it. Most of the time you don't want to hear it. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Now, if I get in the habit of covering up when I miss it, or attacking folks when they point it out, or situations pointing out, I decide I ain't gonna do no Bible study because the Bible keeps getting on my case, or I'm not going to that church because the pastor keeps getting on my case, or different things like that. What are you doing? You're not gonna prosper because you're trying to cover it up. Bring it out, make it plain, let's straighten it out, let's get it out the way, and let's go on to the next thing. Because to come to perfection is to conquer each sin in your life. To conquer it, not to cover it, to conquer it, to gain dominance, dominion, and control over it. Look at the second part of that. But whosoever will confess and forsake the sin, that person shall have mercy. And that implies they also will have the prosperity. I need the mercy of God. But the mercy of God is not extended to me when I'm stiff-necked and hard-hardened to change. When I won't get it right. Well, Lord, you know, everybody's got a little bit of sin. This is just my little bit that I have. It ain't like I do what so-and-so does. All I do is this. See, you're not getting it right. You're not concentrating on getting it right. You're not thinking sin is my enemy. I do not want my enemy staying with me. I want it all out. As much as I can get, as God gives me grace to work on it, I want to deal with that. Sin is not something to be accepted or toyed with. It's to be attacked, conquered, defeated, put under, so that you can live in victory. Sin holds you out of victory. Sin, it just said, holds you out of prosperity. And sometimes when we wonder why aren't we prospering, we're not right with God. Now notice, we're not talking about being perfect at the moment. But we need, I believe God gives that mercy. Can you remember they said if you take care of it, you get mercy? Why do you need mercy if you're perfect? Because just because you straighten out one sin ain't gonna make you perfect. But God will give you mercy in the other ones that you'll be working on later, as long as you're taking care of the one he got you working on now. So in other words, you're progressively going, I wouldn't need no mercy if all of a sudden I got perfect. What I need mercy for? I deserve to be treated right. But the thing is, I fixed this one, and there's something else now I got to work on. So the Lord says, if I don't cover it up, but I confess it, and I do what? Forsake it. Turn away from it. Leave it. Forsake it. I will get mercy. Why do I need mercy? Because there's still some more sins outstanding that I need to work on in my flesh. God said, that's all right. I give you mercy for those because you're doing good. You took care of that. Now let's go work on this. Okay, you took care of that. Let's go work on that until you get to perfection. God is very patient and merciful with us when we're changing. The mercy runs out when we're not changing. Let's look. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Look at 1 John 1:9. You know the verse. You can quote it by heart. 1 John 1:9, most of you. If you hadn't learned that quote by heart, you should. You learn that one real quick. I had to know that one real quick, had to use it a whole lot. If there was one I had to meditate and confess a lot, it was 1 John 1:9. Why? Because that's the one that gets you right with God when you're wrong. When you're wrong and you need to get back right, 1 John 1:9 is what you're looking for. Learn this verbatim. Know it, or at least in your vernacular, learn it, because you should be using it every time you know you slipped. Every time you know you missed it, you ought to run to 1 John 1:9. And you ought to speak that and have faith in that so that you can have faith to go on and receive mercy. 1 John 1:9 reads like this. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You notice that? If we confess our sin, what about if we don't? What about if we don't confess our sin? We just float with it, pretend it isn't there, just kind of cover it up. Well, in that case, you don't get the promise of he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. If you cover it up, God will not forgive you of it. If you won't confess it and speak it to him, he will not forgive you of it. You need to come and say, Lord, I missed it here. I did not mean to do that. I gave in to the flesh. I was wrong. Forgive me. I mean, you know, you just think of how much grace and mercy you have as you confess your sins to your spouse. I'm not talking about what doesn't have to do with them. They're like, honey, I was mean to you, honey. I'm sorry. I love you. Will you forgive me? I mean, it's like magic. It just works, smooths it over. Helen and I have to do that like one another because she lives with somebody who's not perfect and I live with somebody who's not perfect.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
If you won't confess it and speak it to him, he will not forgive you of it. You need to come and say, Lord, I missed it here. I did not mean to do that. I gave in to the flesh. I was wrong. Forgive me. I mean, you know, you just think of how much grace and mercy you have as you confess your sins to your spouse. I'm not talking about what doesn't have to do with them. They're like, honey, I was mean to you, honey. I'm sorry. I love you. Will you forgive me? I mean, it's like magic. It just works, smooths it over. Helen and I have to do that like one another because she lives with somebody who's not perfect and I live with somebody who's not perfect. But we got, when we offend one another, we got to confess. Got to fess up. And somehow that just makes it work instead of just playing for a few days till it kind of, you know, because you build up walls and people close their hearts and they close their spirit towards you. Whereas you need to deal with that thing immediately. Because see, you're doing the same thing against God. You just don't think he's there. But if you're close to the Lord, you know you're doing it to God. You're close to your wife and your spouse. You know when there's some tension between you and your wife and you and your husband. You know when there's tension because they're in the house with you. When you get spiritually mature and you're close to God and you break his commandment, you know, because the same tension is there. You just know, like Jesus, something's left me. Something's different. It's not the same. But we're developing to that point. But we need to realize it's still just the same. Sin separates us from God. Always has. But he is so faithful and so just that if we confess the sin, he's faithful and just to bring us back and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and to get right back next to us and we draw nigh to him, he draw nigh to us and everything just be hunky-dory. That's how good he is. He's faithful and just. He can be dependent on to do it. Yeah, but Lord, but yeah, you know, I was stupid. I did it 1,800 times. But did you confess it 1,801? Oh, well, he's faithful and just to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Oh, God, how can you be so good to do that? That's just who I am. I'm goodness personified. I'm the Lord God. I am good. Oh, but God, but that's just too good. I don't deserve it. I know now you're getting it. No, you don't deserve it. But I'm giving it to you anyway. I don't never want what I deserve from God. Never. don't want no justice. I want some mercy. Don't want no justice. Lord, please don't be just with me. Do not deal justly with me. Deal according to mercy. Because I don't do no justice. I've been too bad to you, Lord. But please have mercy on me. Don't ever pray to God for justice. You better pray for mercy. And when you confess and not cover up the sin, you shall receive the mercy. So first thing you want to do to overcome sin and bad habits or to win over sin and bad habits or to defeat sin and bad habits is what? Get right with God through confession. Get right. If you're in a situation right now where you're trying to get a certain faith battle and you seem like the wall is there, first thing you'll do, check it. Check yourself. Get right. Get right. Confess. Lord, there may be some sin I don't even know I've committed. But Father, my heart is penitent. I don't mean to do nothing wrong. I know I've done some stuff, Lord, but forgive me of it all now. If I remember it, I confess it. I don't even know what it is, Lord. But forgive me of all sin. I want to be right with you. Maybe at the end of service, we have you raise your hand and say you want to make things right with God. Pray that prayer. Get in on that. Get things right with God. I ask people, do you want to be right with God? And I know some of you know you're not right. You say, I'll get right later. Or I'll get right at home. I don't want somebody to see me. You ain't worried about being right with God, are you? You don't want to be wrong with God 1 second longer than necessary. When the Spirit gives you revelation in your spirit, like, ooh, I need to correct something. Take care of it. Don't wait until you get home. Take care of it. Get right with God. Because remember, if you want to overcome sin, you cannot let that thing do it. Because there's a feeling that I have. Speak about feelings for a minute. There's a feeling I have when things aren't right between me and God. There's a loss of joy. And God doesn't want me to dwell like that because it puts strain on my body. It puts strain on my mind. It causes stress. It's a loss of joy. And you can't handle that. So why you want to carry that any longer than you need to? Because once I confess it and I go and say, hey, baby, I missed it. I'm sorry. I was disrespectful. I shouldn't have done that. I didn't give you your respect. I was wrong, dear. And will you forgive me? I can be back at peace. And the God of peace is in me. You know how many sicknesses people got in their bodies because of loss of peace? Carrying stress, carrying sin. Get rid of it. Get right with God. Let's go to point number two. Point number two, how to defeat sin and bad habits. Accept God's forgiveness. Now, it's a whole nother thing to confess and then accept. I confess my sin, but you know, I still need to do something. Maybe I need to go and debase myself. You know, honey, I love you, but I was wrong. Will you forgive me? Yeah, I forgive you. But honey, I was really wrong and I'm really sorry, honey. You know, I really did. Let me list all the things I did wrong. You feel like you got to do more. Because it can't be as simple as forgiveness. Can't be as simple as that easy, is it? But the Lord makes it that easy. Well, you know, I asked, but you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna write out a little bigger tithe check. I'm gonna put in, you're gonna try and buy some forgiveness. You just receive it. But some folks, see, I say that and seem funny, but a lot of people, they don't do it as funny as I said it, but they do the same thing. If the Bible says you confess it, he forgives it, takes it away, and then you read that, can you accept right then that, and somebody come to you and say, you, and that was terrible of you to do that, and here they are yielding to the devil, stirring it back up. Can you still look and say, that's under the blood? Or do you kind of like, yeah, you know, that is kind of right. See, you haven't accepted God's forgiveness. Forget them. Did God forgive you? Did God forgive you? If God forgive you, then you can have peace in your conscience. But if somebody else bringing it up, still upset, let's not talk about it. Let's not bring it up. You still got emotions about it, don't you? You hadn't forgiven yourself. You hadn't accepted God's forgiveness. You could look at your brother and say, look, that's under blood. I did it. I was wrong. But you know what? I'm right now. But how you going to say, you old terrible thing. You think you, folks, look, you think you can hide behind the word. Hey, if you genuinely forget it, you can be washed in the blood, hide behind God and have peace. You can have your joy back. If you accept the forgiveness, because everybody else is unimportant if God has forgiven you. What you think is nice and that's real sweet, and if you can tell me how to stay out of it, by all means tell me how to stay out of it, but if you just want to ride my back and bring it up.
Today's message has been titled, How to Defeat Sin and Bad Habits.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Fifth Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Long-term